Welcome to ADHD, your source for chaos, poorly timed dick jokes, and cats interrupting this goddamn podcast.
Welcome back to Attention Deficit and Hyperactive Dragons, Spooky Season, Halloweener Part 2. Why did we name it that?
There's no we. It's just you.
Why did I name it that?
You did this to yourself.
My name is Sebastian, and I play Xylas Ramsbottom, a level 9 high elf druid. Fun fact for Xylas this week, he once wrote... Xylas is into, like, shitty notebook writing, as previous fun facts has alluded to. He wrote a scary story and then read it back to himself and then got scared by his own scary story.
Does Sebastian write slash fiction?
No.
Does he write fan fiction?
Xylas or Sebastian? You said yes. Sebastian.
Oh, I meant Xylas. Does Xylas write slash fiction?
We could say he did once and then scared himself.
Does he write corny fan fiction where he ships his favorite anime characters?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool.
My name's Caleb. I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson, level 9? Yep, elf lady. Fun fact for her this week... is she does not believe in ghosts at all, even though it's D&D and there's actually ghosts.
She's just in straight up denial.
Oh yeah,
dang.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, she doesn't believe it exists. It's all a conspiracy.
I'd be like, I don't believe in magic.
She's still out on that one too.
What?
No. Oh my god,
she has two magic casters in her party.
Magic casters? No, absolutely. The ghost one. The ghost fact, actually, I forgot that it's D&D and there's actual ghosts. So I'm just still going to roll with it, though.
It's funny.
She's never encountered one, so she doesn't believe in it yet.
Barty?
What about the girl in the lighthouse?
Fuck!
Lady Bath?
And Barty.
Barty's not a ghost.
He's not a ghost.
Yeah, but he's ethereal.
Ethereal's different than ghost. Yeah. The lady, the person in the tower, you are correct. We did already encounter a ghost.
She still doesn't believe it.
So I'm going to roll with it. I said it once. It's just a fact.
You've also fought the undead, too.
Undead's different than ghost. There's a distinction there.
My name is Audrey, and I play Velvet the Herringbone Ranger, and... her fun fact for this very special spookiness is that one time she just painted her whole self blue for Halloween.
And then blue man group.
Well, no. So what she did is she went out places, and then when people asked what she was, she would go guess, and then whatever their first guess was, she would go, "Yep, you got it. You got me. You're right."
So what if two people guess at the same time? Was she just going to be like, yep.
Pick one.
You're both right.
Pick one, yeah.
Spooky time.
Spooky time. So Xylas.
Yeah.
The large, skinny skeletal monster has a hold of you.
Can I grapple with it?
No. No, because here's what's going to happen. It has a hold of you, and it's going to like grab you and bring it up to its face and go, friend! Friend!
So it goes, friend.
Friend!
I'm a bear.
So you can't respond, friend?
I'll try.
I'm going to need you to sound like a bear saying friend.
I need you to sound like a bear there. Can you sign for me, please?
I do a thumbs up.
Friend!
A bear thumbs up.
Friend!
You guys see this, too. It's just standing there, like, holding the bear, looking at it, like, friend!
Friend! Friend! Friend! Friend! Friend! Friend! Friend!
I'm going to unwild shape.
Friend!
So I... friend! Turn back into a human.
Yes.
Or elf.
Elf.
Friend.
Hello.
Friend.
Are we friends?
It bites your head off. And starts chasing after Velvet and Rose. Your head's gone. It's been bit off. You're dead. We'll get that in a second. Velvet and Rose. You just watched this creature bite your friend's head off. And it's now.
I'm going to run away.
It's what now looking at you two.
Shit.
Dropping down onto all fours and like running towards you.
Yeah, I'm running away.
Yeah, you're running away.
I'm already like kind of far
full,
away.
Full tilt, time. Just going. Velvet? I'm sorry, Velvet.
Was
Rose?
Like 80 feet away.
Sorry, I got to remember exactly how much damage my Barrett 50 cal can do. Because, yeah, that's going to be a thing. Yeah, I'm just going to roll the hit and figure that out later.
Okay, you're not going to run?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's. Oh, yeah. Okay, 86. Okay, we're good here.
Oh, by the way, Marie's gone.
Do you know what? I'm not surprised. Does a 21 hit?
That just hits.
Cool. 13d6. That's including sneak attack.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow. That's actually kind of low. 46 plus 5, 51.
You blow off on one of its spindly little arms, but it's still coming at you guys at a good tilt.
And then, like, my bonus action... Wait, dodge or disengage? I'm going to disengage with my bonus action.
You sure you don't want to dodge?
Oh, wait, no, I can dash as my bonus action.
That would probably be good, too.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one.
Okay.
So you go fucking bawling, fucking just running as fast as you can through these massive open tunnel ways. You can see Velvet and Marie out in front of you. Actually, Marie's way past everyone. Velvet, at some point as you're running away, Marie just fucking sprints right past you.
Damn.
She is a fast drunk.
Why are you making those sounds?
Stop panting. So, Rose.
Yes.
You're running as best you can, but your legs only carry you...
I'm just saying, I got a +5 dexterity.
So fast.
I'm pretty good runner.
You are a good runner. But a creature with 20-foot long legs... might be slightly better at you than that.
I think gravity's on their side.
I think it's got a pretty good length of stride. I think you're going to need to roll a grapple check. But because you shot off its arm, it's going to roll the shit at disadvantage.
Ha, bitch.
Fuck. Can you beat a 17?
We'll see. Yes.
All right.
I got a 26. Wait. 24.
24. You feel as its long, spindly little fingers like begin to wrap around your torso, but you break out of it, and you keep running, and you're running. And Xylus.
Yeah?
You wake up.
Yeah?
Laying on top of a pile of ground teenager.
What's my health?
You're max health.
Oh.
You're fine. Well, everything's
But the
fine.
Last thing I remember was...
The last thing you remember is having your head bitten off.
Can I see?
Yeah, you can see just fine.
And I'm on a pile of ground teenager.
Yep. Yeah. Back where you started.
Back where I started.
Yep.
I go, hello!
And I'm, hello!
And I giggle and go, Rams bottom!
Bottom! Yep.
Okay, so same exact place I was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start running.
Okay.
Down the hallway.
There's no hallway. Remember, Japanese stormwater tunnels.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Okay, I want to find where we were before.
Now you're going to start running that direction?
Yeah.
All right. As you begin running in that direction, you find a young man just walking in a straight line. It's the guy that you resurrected earlier.
Hello.
He, like, stops and looks at you and goes, oh, where'd you guys go off to?
Well, Xylus Ramsbottom. We found a demon monster, and I believe my head was bitten off. And now I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's a pretty bad day, bud.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I'd say that's, like, a top 10 worst days.
Yeah.
Maybe top one, but I don't know.
Have you found anything yet?
Nope, I've just been strolling.
You're just going to keep strolling?
I'm sure I'll find something eventually.
Do you want to come with me?
Not particularly.
Why?
You just had your head bitten off by a giant monster. It seems like you might attract monsters.
Fair?
Just saying.
Any advice?
Don't get bitten bitten off by monsters?
Okay, what's your plan?
Just get a point in front of them that way.
What's that way?
I don't know. It's got to be something eventually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. Good luck.
Yep.
I'm going to try and get back to friends, where I think friends would be.
I mean, you find a pillar with a dildo strapped stuck to it.
Hell yeah.
So you think you might be going in the right direction.
Yes.
And as you're walking past the pillar with the dildo on it, Marie fucking just bam, slams into you and knocks everyone over.
Marie!
You were...
Hi!
But you and...
Oh, did you see that happen?
Yeah!
Me too! It was pretty weird.
And she, like, grabs your face. Like, you're, like... Just, like, jams her fingers in your mouth. Like, opens your mouth. Like, you're... alive!
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't like this.
I mean, either.
I want to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is my body still over there?
I don't know. I think so. And as this is happening, Velvet... You go running up and you find your two friends standing there talking. Xylus is back and with his head on.
Hello.
I'm considering just running past. No, Velvet's going to stop.
You come to a stop in front of your friends, both standing there. Marie has Xylus by the face.
Yeah.
Looking at him.
Xylus, what the fuck?
Did you see me die too?
Yeah.
I don't know. I reappeared by the dead teenagers and now I'm here.
Velvet's going to poke you in the ribs.
Oh, wait, no, when I get poked, it goes, ow, posh.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
So you're alive?
I guess so. Do I feel all right, Daniel?
You feel fine.
I feel fine.
You feel good.
That's concerning.
I mean, does Xylus always feel a little gross or something? Xylus feels normal.
Okay, good. All right.
I'm going to pinch you.
Ow!
Rose, you come running up to them.
I'm not going to stop.
You're not going to stop. You're just going to run past him.
I know the fiction. He's not dead. He doesn't die till at least very much later. He's currently still alive. So I'm just going to keep going.
Okay.
Like, nice to see you. Bye. Angry monster.
Bye-bye.
Can I look? Is the monster still coming?
No, but Rose is gone. She's fucking... Whoosh. Rose just runs off into the darkness. It's not your... Doesn't seem like her problem.
Velva's going to follow Rose.
All right. As you begin to follow Rose, you watch as a young man goes walking past your group, just walking in a straight line.
I feel like there's something going on with this guy, but we don't know anything.
He's the old man that was killed by the teenagers and resurrected by you, and he's just looking for a way out.
Aren't we all?
Nothing important there, Sebastian.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of want to follow him.
But Velvet and Rose, you begin running off in another direction. How long are you going to run for?
I'm going to actively try and stop Rose.
Oh, okay. Rose, how long do you want to run for?
Probably slow down after a little bit.
Okay.
If there's no monster following us.
No, it doesn't. I mean, unless the big rabbit dressed as something is a monster.
I think I was a clown.
I mean, there's a big clown rabbit running after you, so that might be kind of
hopping.
Terrifying.
That's pretty normal, though. Nothing really different on that front. Yeah, I guess I'll slowly walk back to where I last saw everybody.
Okay, as you and Velvet stop, you probably, like, stop and look at each other, and you're a little ways away from Xylus, and you hear a sound. It's not a monster looking for a friend. And it's not a young man just wandering around. It's the... I need metal. I also need concrete. You hear the sound of metal, like... being dragged across concrete.
No.
Can I figure out where it's coming from?
It's coming from behind you guys. Like... Or behind Rose, so you'd be looking in the direction.
Do I see anything?
Not yet.
So it's not coming from the direction of Xylus and Marie, though.
No.
I think we should maybe go the other direction. Because that, whatever the fuck that is, I don't...
Getting closer.
I know I can't see it, but I can hear. Can I do an arcana check?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Something I'm not very good at, so this is probably not going to be anything.
I'm going to start walking towards Xylus and Marie. Fast walking.
Wait, so do we hear this?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
16.
16. There might be some magic about... There's definitely some magic afoot.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit down crisscross applesauce and close my eyes.
Okay, you just sit your ass down.
Chill.
Velvet, you watch as Rose just sits her ass down as you're walking away. Are you gonna keep going?
Are you gonna come? Are you gonna stay? What do you...
I'm testing a theory. It could absolutely be wrong, but I'm testing it anyways. I'll be fine. Hey, if Xylus didn't get his head bitten off by a giant creature, I don't think I'll die.
I think Velvet is probably so freaked out and overwhelmed that she's just going to sit down with Rose.
You just sit down with Rose. You and Rose sitting next to each other.
Yeah, because she doesn't know what to do at
As
this
you
point.
Sit down and look straight ahead, whatever's dragging the metal thing is right behind you all of a sudden.
Hello!
It doesn't make a sound, but you do hear like it... It, like, moves, and there's something, like, clanking around.
What is it? Can I see it?
Do you turn around?
Okay. Yeah.
There's a massive masked man wielding a chainsaw.
Oh.
Oh, it's, what's his toes?
And he grabs the thing, goes... And then just... slices Rose straight in half.
Fun.
Just bisects her straight down the center, and he turns on you with the chainsaw. And if you're not gonna run away... He's going to attack you.
You know the whole, like, fight, flight, or freeze thing?
Fight, flight, or freeze?
She's probably in the freeze.
All right, so you're just standing there looking at it, and he quickly raises the chainsaw and just... takes your head off clean.
Does it hurt?
Oh yeah, a lot. Oh. You had your head cut off.
God, I don't think that you could call that clean.
Oh, no, it's a very clean cut.
Okay.
Hey, Rose, being cut in half really hurt.
Meh.
Xylus, you hear the loud screaming roar of a chainsaw, and Marie looks at you and goes, seems bad.
Yeah.
Wait, no,
I'd
Marie's
agree.
Absolutely shit house. This seems bad. So dumb. I don't.
All right, we're all slightly drunk.
I don't like this. It seems not good.
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you want to go stealthy with me?
I'm already going steady with someone else.
Stealthy.
Listen, Xylus, I really like you, my man. You're a cool dude, but
Sneaky.
Hey, that's just called cheating, and I don't do that. Okay. You know, Xylas, I thought
okay,
you were
cool.
Okay,
have fun, Marie.
I thought you were cool, Xylas.
All right. I'll just let you think I was hitting on you. I don't care.
If there's someone in the party, it's not you, Xylas. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
I back away into the shadows and cast Pass Without Trace. That's a nat 20.
You is the knight.
I am invisible.
You are invisible. All right, so where are you going?
I'm going to go towards the chainsaw sounds.
Oh, you're going to go towards the chainsaw sounds.
Well, there's two options, I think. It's go towards the chainsaw sounds or go try and see if my body's still there.
Which one do you want to do?
I'm going to go towards my dead body.
You're going to go towards your dead body.
Not, like, up to it, but, like...
You're going to walk in that direction?
In the shadows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You begin walking towards your dead body. About 10 minutes passes. And you come across the shriveled, dried remains of your fucking corpse.
Is there anything around me?
Nope. You're naked. Totally naked. Nothing else around you.
The corpse or
yep,
me?
Totally naked.
The corpse?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have all my shit?
Yes.
Okay. Damn it. You prevented the duplicator glitch. I was going to grab all my gold. God damn it. I'm going to go, okay, and then walk back the other direction.
You turn around and begin walking back the other direction. Velvet and Rose, you both wake up in a pile of dead teenager.
Damn.
That's less than optimal. For sure. Don't like dead teenager. Do I see the young old man?
Yeah, actually, he's just starting to walk away.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot him.
Oh, okay. Roll to hit.
That will be a 26.
Yeah, that might hit.
48.
You put a round right through his back. And as you do that, he stops and he like shudders. And the whole room around you was
oh.
A little bit of like stuff fall from the ceiling.
This is the guy I resurrected?
Mm-hmm.
Ha!
I would like to leave your mind palace trap thing now, please.
He turns around and looks at you and go, why would you do this?
Because I don't like dying over and over again.
Yes, but it brings me joy.
Yeah, I know. That's true. And me shooting you brought me joy. So we can do this forever. Or you can just let us go.
And he kind of like, and disappears.
Like a glitch.
Like a glitch. Like he kind of like his lines cross, the pixels appear, and he disappears. Velvet, do you know anything? You watched all of this.
Velvet's
happen.
Terrified.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah. I think Velvet's a little broken.
Something pokes you. Are you sitting down, standing up?
Probably sitting down.
All right, sitting down. Something pokes you in the cheek.
Okay, what is it?
It's Terry.
Oh, fuck.
Terry goes, yeah, quick question. What the fuck just happened?
I have no fucking idea.
All right, cool. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Second question, where's Weapon?
Fuck.
Haven't seen Weapon in a hot second. Just thought you should know. Weapon has disappeared.
Can you hear her?
Yes. Well, hold on, you gotta get some audio. Get some audio on that.
Okay.
Mic up the cat. All right, eject the cat.
All right. Time to go.
Bye, CEO. This is not a company-wide meeting. It's just employees.
Aww. She doesn't want to go.
She'll kick her off.
But she doesn't want to. She's like, this is love, right?
So yeah, Pandora looks at... Pandora. Terry looks at you like, so can we go home now? Like, I enjoyed the Halloween festivities, but I'd like to go home.
Yeah, me too. I have no fucking idea.
She grabs you with her two little, like, badger paws on the face, like, no, I'm done. It's time to go home.
I don't know how the fuck to get out of here.
This is really funny, but it's time to go home. Hey. I want to go home.
Hey, Velvet.
Oh, fuck.
I know it's been a while.
Hey, Zeke.
Hi. What happens when there's a mind palace within a mind palace?
This is mind palaceception, man.
Does this help us at all? I lost the voice a little bit. Oi, dickhead.
Oi, ye.
My name's Zeke.
Zeke.
So what happens then? Does this help us? I don't know. All right, that's all. I'll see you in a month.
Velvet's just like staring at the floor.
Yep. Rose, you doing anything?
My first instinct when you said that was, I wonder if I shoot myself.
Oh, God.
No. Or.
Live, die, repeat.
So we're not in a room. We're just in a random spot in the big expanse, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you're at a wall. There's a wall behind you.
Oh.
Yeah.
What happens if I follow the wall?
You want to follow the wall?
Yeah.
Okay. You get up and you start following the wall, left or right?
Right.
Right. All right, head right. Velvet, I mean, sorry. Rose, you going to do anything?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I'm going to follow Velvet.
You're going to follow Velvet along the wall. You and Velvet begin making your way along the wall. It's a little cold and damp, so there's some greasy, moldy... There's some of that, like, you know, some squishy, gross algae. As you guys are making your way along the wall, it goes for, like, a really, really long time. Like, 20, 30 minutes. And right as you hit a corner, where, like, the wall turns and keeps going, right in that corner is, like, this... You know, it's just, like, the corner. And then right in the corner is, like, this... Kind of looks like a massive mound of meat and muscle just, like, stuck to the wall. Like
pulsing.
Like pulsing. And it's just kind of sitting there, like stuck to the wall. And it just looks like a ball of meat. Silas.
Yeah.
You've walked away.
Yeah.
Where are you walking to?
I'm going to go back to where I thought they were.
You go back to where you thought they were. And about halfway there, you think about halfway to where you think they were. You find the man again just walking.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you died yet?
No.
Okay, so we've died and then came back.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with that.
You mean you could help me find a door? I don't know what you want to do with that.
Okay, sure.
Yeah?
I'll come follow you.
All right, come on, my man.
Xylas didn't see any of the previous shit.
Nope,
so.
You do not know what just happened.
Yeah.
All right, you begin following him. And you guys walk for a little bit. I'm going to go back to these two. Rose Velvet, there's a giant ball of meat in front of you guys.
Can I roll investigation?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to help her with that.
So it's at advantage?
Yes.
15?
Are you going to get close to it? Like, walk up to it and, like, give it a good look?
With this, I don't want to get super close to it. Maybe, like, a couple feet away.
All right. As you walk up to it to give it a closer look, it literally just looks like a big ball of muscle. It's even striated with, like, little bits of white, like, fat. As you're looking at it, it looks like a big-ass ball of muscle. And then two hands sprout from the ball of muscle. And then feet. And then more feet. And then just tons and tons and tons of feet begin to sprout from the ball of muscle. Like, it kind of like... And hits the ground. And begins to like slowly start rolling towards you. On the feet. And more hands come out. Like as it's... Are you walking away from it? Are you like moving away from it?
Yeah, I want to go past it and continue to follow the wall.
Okay. Rose, you see this happen too. It's slowly beginning to like roll.
Yeah, I'm going to follow Velvet.
You guys begin walking away from it.
I mean, I'm definitely going to, like, look over my shoulder.
Oh, no, it's following you guys.
Yeah.
Quite rapidly at this point.
Oh.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah?
From the ball of muscle, a cheery tune comes out and goes, I see what's happening here. Face to face with greatness and it's strange. The Rock! Moana?
Never watched Moana.
What the fuck? No one's... What?
Like you're welcome.
I like...
Yeah, you're welcome.
I like the chicken. Hey, it's cool.
The chicken's funny.
That's all I know about.
God damn it.
There's the little, like, tiki people.
All I could think of was The Rock when you said the ball of muscle. And
that's oh, I was...
Yeah,
I was
not Maui, the Rock.
It was
muscly.
Not seeing the connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, never seen Moana.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can just cut that. It's fine.
No.
That's staying in.
No.
Yeah. Hey, Sebastian.
That's staying in.
Daniel's editing this one.
I have that power, Sebastian.
I'm just going to go in the file, cut it, re-export it, and then put it back in so it never looks like I cut it.
I'm going to mention a Moana. I'm going to reference a Moana thing in my outro, so you have to keep the joke in.
Ah-ha! Oh, my God.
Get fucked, Scrum. So this ball of muscle is starting to move pretty quickly towards you guys. Doing anything?
I'm going to start running.
You start running.
But still following the wall.
Okay.
I'm going to put down a smoke grenade.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to throw down a smoke grenade.
You drop a smoke grenade.
Yep.
You keep running?
Yep.
As you drop a smoke grenade, you guys run for a little bit. It does seem to stop it a little. It takes a couple minutes to get through the smoke. But it quickly comes back behind you guys. Moving at a running pace now.
I'm going to misty step.
Oh.
Forward.
Where?
Forward.
Forward? Like 30 feet farther forward?
Yeah, still along the wall.
Okay. Damn, there's no elegant way to do this. Rose, I need you to roll a grapple check. Against the ball of meat.
Ball of meat's going one of
the ball of meat did pretty good.
26.
Damn it, you did slightly better than the ball of me. It catches up with you rather quickly and, like, fucking just slams into you. And, like, at this point, the ball of meat's kind of mostly hands and feet. And it starts grabbing onto at your flesh parts. You know, the face, the back, all of it. It just starts grabbing on it and ripping. But you quickly get out of it and just rolls over you and keeps going forward towards your fluffy friend, Silas.
I'm not fluffy.
No, you're not fluffy. But you're walking with this man.
Yep.
And it feels like you've been walking for 10,000 eons. Like a really long time. And you come to a door.
Oh.
Just in the middle of nothing.
Yeah.
And he goes, ah, there it is. I was looking for this.
What's the door?
It's the way out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I should get my friends over here.
Your friends?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think you can find them?
Probably.
He looks around at the vast, empty, black nothingness like, I don't know, it's pretty scary out there.
Yeah, but they want to get out, too.
But shouldn't they have followed you?
Probably.
I feel like maybe you shouldn't have split the party.
Maybe.
Listen, we had to stay classic with the haunted house trope.
Yeah, I know.
So what's through the door?
The way out.
Can we open it?
He opens the door.
What's it through the door?
Looks like it's back into the massive dining room that you guys were in earlier.
Oh, okay. So I'll just go find him and we'll go through the door.
I don't know, man. I think you should just come with me.
Why?
Because it will be safer through the door. Your friends can probably find this.
Yeah, but how do we get them back?
I don't know. I feel like they made the choice to maybe split up the party, man. I don't know about you.
First of all, Xylo's the one who ran away from us first, so...
Yeah.
Damn it.
Technically, you made the choice to split the party by killing Xylo's.
Touché.
I'm gonna go find them.
Okay.
And I'm gonna take a dildo and slap it on the wall.
On the wall?
Yeah.
On a pillar?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the door. Or on the door, either way.
You slap a dildo on the door?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, now I know where it is. And also on the wall, on the pillar, actually.
Okay,
both.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay... I'll be back.
Okay. And he walks through the door and it closes behind him.
I open the door again.
It leads back into the kitchen. He goes, oh, not back into the dining room. And he's standing there. He's like, oh, you coming with me?
No, just checking.
Okay, all right, cool. You close the door. Where are you going?
I'm going to go wander back in the other direction to try and find them.
Wander back in the other direction. Cool. Hey, Velvet, you want to roll a grapple? Well, shit. You beat a 15.
26.
Yep, nope. So this massive ball of hands and feet and meat fucking hits you, runs you over, and it, like, tries grabbing you and taking you with it, but it doesn't quite get a grip because you squiggle out and it runs over you.
Oh, does it keep going?
It keeps going.
Oh.
Yep. Rose, did you continue walking?
Yep.
You find your friend Velvet squished on the floor.
I'm going to help her up. I'm like, what you doing down there?
You're both kind
I think
of
I got. I think I got hit and runned.
Hit and ran.
I got hit and ran over, too. It was very meaty.
Oh.
You know, if it put its services for good, it could probably be a very good masseuse.
Probably.
Yeah. Because you could be able to do the walk on people's back and giving you a massage at the same time.
Damn.
I think it's in the
Wrong profession.
Wrong line of work.
Hello, sir. Welcome to our massage parlor. Today, your masseuse will be giant ball of meat.
So nice to meet you.
David.
God damn it. Your masseur today is a giant ball of meat. His name's David. He's really good at the deep tissue. Also tearing you limb from limb and consuming your meat into his meat.
Kinky.
Yeah. So what are you two doing?
Should we just keep walking?
That's what these boots will do.
All right, we keep walking.
You keep walking. And as you're walking, all of a sudden, Xylas appears out of the darkness.
Oh, cool. I didn't have to do the spell.
What was the spell?
Well, I wanted more light, so I was going to do Flaming Sphere or Daylight, and I had Flaming Sphere equipped. So.
Oh.
Hello!
Hi.
I found the guy. You know the guy I resurrected?
Yeah.
He led me to a door that looked like it went to the dining room.
Hmm.
Are you sure it's not another trap?
No.
Yeah, I shot him and he didn't die.
Oh.
He kind of laughed at me. Like an old Eldred god laugh.
Oh.
So, I mean, we could go to the door, but it could be a trap.
I mean, can we be more fucked?
Yeah, have you guys found anything else?
Theoretically, yes, we could be more fucked because we haven't died yet. But I take your meaning. But you
no, we
did,
all
you, but
died
you came back.
Once. We didn't die.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm real. Anyways, you guys want to go to the door?
Do you think if you opened your jacket, Pandora would crawl in?
Maybe.
Oh, she's making little noises.
Mm-hmm. It's only one way to find out.
But then I'd disturb her.
Oh no, the horror.
Oh, I was referring to going to the door. I wasn't talking about Pandora and the jacket.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
I don't know. Just my brain was like,
this is not going to end well.
Oh, it's happening.
She's investigating.
It's happening.
She does that with the blanket all the time.
It's happening. Oh, never mind.
She's done investigating.
Okay.
But that was cute.
My curiosity. Hey,
let's
been
go to the door.
You go to the door. As you guys are walking along, you find a pillar with a dildo on it. And Marie.
Oh.
She's sitting on the floor.
Hi.
Head in her hands. She's like,
is the guy there?
Nope.
Is the door there?
Nope, different pillar.
You
put a dildo out earlier.
I did.
Far earlier. Yeah. She's just sitting there on the floor like, head in her hands like,
I want to come up behind her and give her a hug.
You walk up behind her and give her a hug, and as you like, your arms reach around on her front, it's quite wet.
I'm not going to say anything and just pretend like it doesn't exist.
Yep. You're just going to keep hugging Marie?
Yep. This is what I do with my problems. I pretend they don't exist, and everything eventually is going to get better.
Exist. Okay. Xylus and Velvet, what are you doing? Rose, like, hugged Marie, like, froze up a little bit, and then just kind of kept that hug going.
Hey, Marie. Are you hungover yet?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No.
Why not?
She kind of, like, lifts her head up and looks over at you.
She has no face anymore.
It kind of just looks like it's been sliced off.
Face?
Do you want us to kill you?
I don't know.
Then you'll come back and be better.
That might be good.
Wait, I want to try cure wounds.
You try cure wounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much.
Damn it.
Having your face sliced off is kind of like a mortal injury. It's kind of an unfixable thing.
I'm going to pull out my revolver.
You're just going to mercy kill
me. You know what would be fucked?
What?
Is if it, like, just the skin. Like, none of the features.
Oh, my just God. Just a flat shape, mass of skin.
Just reappears.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah, pull out my revolver, and then as I pull the trigger, say, the rabbit's Lenny.
No!
Oh, my God.
No!
Caleb, I didn't need that.
Holy shit.
I didn't need that either. Fuck! Okay, you pull the revolver and you shoot Marie in the face. And she doesn't die. Her head just kind of explodes.
It's weird, like, beheadings around here.
Yeah,
wait,
no,
but, like, her body's still alive?
Her body's still alive. And she looks over at you and goes, ow. That hurt. Like, a lot.
Uh-oh.
Maybe the monsters have to kill us.
I kind of want to shoot her again. And it's only for science.
Okay, we're going to shoot her now.
No, that's mean.
No, we want to shoot her.
This is fucked.
I'm going to ask Marie if I could shoot her again. If she says no, then I'm not going.
Yeah, go ahead. It can't be much worse.
I'm going to shoot her in the heart.
All right, her head, her chest explodes out the back. She just continues to exist.
Well.
Ow.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
Hey, Xylus.
Yeah?
Can I shoot you?
Why?
For science.
Yeah, but what if I don't have a head?
Then we'll learn something for
wait,
science.
Okay, Marie, can you see? Yeah. Wait, no. There's a lot of red. Like, from, like, maybe the bottom of her nose up, gone. There's just a mouth.
Then how can she hear us?
Magic.
Well, she can see, too.
There's a lot going on here, guys. That all really hurt. There's... Ow. Can we go back to the festival now? This haunted house is no longer fun.
Okay, I think we should all get up and walk into, like, one of the wings, like, go to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Look for a monster.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to shoot me, the place to be would be the chest.
I was thinking the dingling.
No, shoot me through the heart, because that's, like, supposed to kill you, but if I'm not dead, I can still see.
Sounds good.
Xylus's chest explode. Xylus, you're still alive. You're all good.
I like look down at the hole through me.
This is the coolest Halloween costume. That's
a big hole.
Okay.
That's a big. Oh, also, it hurt a lot. It like hurt.
Start crying a little bit.
I can see why the Eldritch guy was having fun with this.
So you guys gonna go find a monster in the darkness?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I guess.
Left, right, or center, or something. Left or right?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Yes? Velvet?
Yes.
Xylas?
Sure.
All right, so you guys all stand up, bringing what's left of Marie with you, and Xylas without a heart and a new chest wound. You've been walking, and probably after 20 minutes of walking, it's a little unnerving because Marie's just kind of like dripping a lot of stuff. So is Xylas. It's just kind of like a constant, just constant. You're just leaking something. You come across, now as you're walking along, it gets rather cold and moist. And you find a weird, large, kind of looks like a piece of obsidian.
Excuse me.
But perfectly flat and egg-shaped. Just kind of hanging out there, suspended from the ceiling.
Oh. What's it suspended by?
There's long tendrils of gooiness holding it there.
How high up is it?
Hundreds of feet, you think? Because it just kind of goes off into the darkness.
But where is the egg, though?
It's just kind of like hanging down there in front of you guys.
I'm going to walk up.
You walk up to
it. And I'm going
to
slap it. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
Swing?
Yeah. It goes, vroom,
vroom. All right, guys, we're going to play some tetherball real quick.
All right.
Bet. Let's go.
This one to wrap it around and column wins.
All right, all of you roll strength.
Ah, shit.
Are we playing tetherball?
You're playing tetherball, apparently.
Good.
15. Better than I thought it was going to be.
Just normal strength. Yikes, 13.
Xylas?
What are we?
Strength.
We're playing tetherball, baby.
A tetherball is a two-person sport. I don't know.
It's a three-person tetherball. This is a three-way tetherball.
Okay. That's a two.
Two. Sorry, what did you get, Caleb?
15.
Velvet?
13.
All right, Rose fucking wraps that shit around a pillar like it's nothing. And as it fully, like, and hits it, and it cracks.
Best game of tetherball ever.
Yeah, but what's about to come out of that shit?
Hey, what makes you think there's something about to come out of that
shit? Can it be any worse than what has already happened to us?
I don't know.
I can shoot you again.
No, it's fine.
Okay. It's fine as you see, like, it's long, like... in his chest.
I was considering cauterizing my wound with Firebolt, but my lungs are showing. That's not a good idea.
Caleb, did you use Firefly?
Oh, yes.
That's cauterized. It's good.
Okay, so I'm not dripping.
Oh, no, you're not dripping. Murray is, though. You just gonna sit here and watch this thing?
Well, if we want to see what comes out.
Wait, no consequences. I'm just gonna start randomly shooting.
He's just gonna randomly shooting at directions?
Yeah, really no regard.
Are you gonna shoot at it?
Yeah.
All right, you begin just putting round after round into it. And each round it cracks a little bit more. Must you do anything?
No.
Did me dying change any spell slots or health or anything? Like, nope. It wasn't like a long rest.
I mean, technically it was like a long rest, yes.
Oh, okay.
Why do you want to change spell slots?
Well, I just want my spell slots back.
Yeah, you have your spell slots back.
Rad!
You begin pumping rounds into it. You quickly reload. And it finally just... And this like large... kind of grayish looking thing, like onto the ground.
Oh, I'm still gonna keep shooting. No consequences.
No consequences. You're just gonna start shooting it.
Yeah.
You kill it.
Fuck.
It disintegrates into nothing but fire and char because you just kept.
What was it?
You will never know.
Didn't we need to, like, feed Marie to it or something?
Oh, shit.
That's why he let you kill it.
Apparently there was one consequence.
Marie goes, God damn it. This is minorly inconvenient. I want my face back.
I pat her on her, like, top of her head.
That's not really God.
We could go find the long boy.
I mean, we could just go back the other direction.
Yeah.
Let's go back the other direction.
I've accounted a consequence to my actions. Too much chaos.
Too much violence. Damn it. Didn't know there was such a thing.
Usually there's not. Usually.
Usually I get to. So you guys gonna walk back in the other direction?
Yeah, I'm no longer gonna have a gun out.
What?
Yeah.
fine.
I've learned.
You're like a kid who's told not to do something.
Potentially.
And like, damn it.
We'll fine. See how I learned. Maybe.
All right. You guys walk back in the other direction.
You pass back a dildo stuck to a wall.
Oh, look at
Xylus's naked ass corpse. It's decaying quite nicely.
I shoot the corpse.
Oh.
Why? You already shot me once.
No consequences.
No consequences as you shoot the corpse.
I think this cave is doing something to Rose.
Yeah, no consequences. It means nothing.
Is the tent with the long boy there?
Nope, tent's gone.
Damn it.
There's footprints going off into a direction, though. And its arm. Its arm's on the ground.
Where do the footprints go?
We'd have to follow them.
Yeah.
But where did they start to go?
Oh, you know how they went into the direction that you guys ran away into when it was chasing you.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys keep walking, finding a new monster.
Yes.
Okay. You find a dead body. That is not Xylus. It's all shriveled up and dry. Just like, kind of looks like it was afraid of something before it died. It's kind of like, it's very, very crispy.
Poke it with a stick.
You poke it with a stick. You find a stick somewhere down here.
I have a stick.
You have a stick.
Trust me, I have
a stick. Okay, Xylus picks, pulls out a stick from his back pocket. You poke it, and the stick just goes clean through.
Like real, paper mache.
Yeah,
like,
real dusty. Real dusty. Whew. Yeah.
All right, it's not a monster.
What are you going to do with it?
The paper mache body?
Yep.
I don't know. I'll be like, firebolt.
All right, well, you kill the monster.
Oh, what? That was a monster?
Yeah, there's a monster in there.
What the fuck?
You blasted into nothing.
I mean, firebolt isn't that. It's, oh, I guess it's 2d10. It's gotten better. All right.
Yeah, it is. As you hit it, and you,
shit!
Marie looks over at you like,
it seemed gross to have around. I thought it was a dead body.
Not me this time. Yay.
God damn it.
Do you go on in another direction to find a monster?
Yeah.
All right. You begin wandering in a different direction. Jesus Christ, you find a block of ice. It's rapidly melting.
Global warming.
I'm just going to take Marie and put her in front of it.
you just grab Marie and you put her in front of the block of ice. She goes, what? What is?
I don't know. Let's just wait.
Okay. You guys wait there for a little bit. About 10 minutes passes. And there's a thing in the ice. A small little gray creature with a large bulbous head and big black eyes. Two little nose slits and just like the tiniest mouth. Like if it was to eat food, it could just eat like one piece of asparagus at a time.
Okay.
Yep, and as it unthaws, you guys doing anything? You're just gonna let this happen? You're just gonna watch this?
Just gonna watch.
It's gonna be 20 minutes. You guys want to play like a card game or something while you're hanging out?
Hey Rose, do you want to play Rummy?
I will love to play Rummy. I'm pretty good at Rummy.
We'll sit down on the floor and play Rummy. Silas, did you do anything?
I'm sculpting elf bodies with mold earth with my pocket dirt that have holes in their chests.
Oh, okay. You're getting real existential on this bitch.
I don't know.
Okay.
Just like I make one and I stare at it, like look at things through the hole.
you look at me, Marie, she goes, so like how long do I stand here for?
I don't know.
All right, cool.
Get closer.
She sits on the block of ice like it's cold.
I could shoot it, make it warm.
No, no, no.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
No.
Nah, I'm busy with Remy.
Remy. We're done shooting at the things.
As the ice finally melts away and the little gray creature like emerges from it, it like sits up quick like points at you.
Points at me.
Points at
I flip it off.
Flips you off. Points at points at Velvet.
Did we just become best friends?
It waves at you. Oh, you're cute. Maybe we should. Do you guys want to keep it?
Yes, but after it eats Silas and Marie.
Do you want to come with us? Nod your head up and down if that's a yes.
It just kind of copies you.
She shakes her head no.
Shakes its head no.
Can you eat our friends first?
Velvet starts screaming at it.
Just does that. It's just that noise.
Can I go try and pick it up?
Oh, wait. Wait. I'm going to take out my hand axe.
You take out a hand axe. It holds
and
its
I'm
hand.
And I'm going to... Does it... It doesn't have...
It doesn't have a hand axe. Oh, wait. It's holding its hand like it's holding something.
You're going to give it a hand
Never
axe?
Mind. I'm going to make a fist.
You make a fist?
And I'm going to punch Marie.
So you punch Marie and it goes through Marie and like...
I'm going to walk over to Xylus and bite Xylus.
and looks
wait,
at
wait, wait, hold on, hold on. No. What happened goes, to Marie?
Marie looks down at it like, oh, fuck. Oh, no.
And then she dies.
She dies. And it pulls its hand out like, and then its head explodes.
God damn it.
And something comes out, and it's like this little black creature with like little T-Rex arms. It's got like the long back head, like a long whip-like tail with a stabby thing at the end. It's all black, kind of obsidian looking.
I'm going to wave at it.
It starts running at you. It has no eyeballs. And it jumps on you. I need you to roll a dex save to not get caught by a critter.
I want to go try and grab it when you're done.
It got a 20.
A dexterity save?
Yes. It got a dirty 20.
Got a 19.
So it jumps on your face. And, like, as you're looking at it, like, opens its mouth, and you can see, like, long metal teeth, and it goes... and then it's, like, weird, kind of solid tongue with a mouth at the end, like...
So she's...
Dead.
She died?
She died. She got xenomorphed.
I'm gonna run up to that thing.
You run up to that thing.
And just grab it.
You grab it.
And shove it into my face.
You grab it, and you shove it on your face, and it just...
I go, oh, my God! Why?
God! And you don't die.
I don't die?
No, you die.
Okay.
Rose, you just watched all of this happen.
It's a pretty normal Tuesday. or whenever day of the week is.
Rose, it turns towards you.
Yeah?
Yeah?
That's all you got, bitch?
It's gonna jump. It's gonna run at you.
Drop kick it.
That's a great... It's gonna run and jump?
It's gonna run and jump.
Yeah. As it's jumping, it's about to grab me. I'm gonna just... pull out my javelin of lightning and impale it on it.
Oh, God. All right, roll dex off against it to see if you're faster. Whew, I got a 26.
I got a 19 plus 9, 28.
All right, you impale it on your javelin of lightning. As it, like, hits, it starts bleeding blue and, like...
Oh, good. I actually wanted to die because I didn't want to have to walk back. I've realized.
Oh, no, it's dead.
The acid down.
It's soup. It's not that big. Just a little bit of acid.
Fuck my life.
Your hands are horrifyingly mutilated, though.
I shape change. My hands don't look mutilated anymore.
There you go. Holy, you actually used it.
I still currently look like the dame.
You do.
Fuck me. Now I have to find my way back. God damn, I'm gonna start walking.
You start walking back. Son of a bitch. God.
Hopefully I find a monster.
Do you want to find a monster?
We're still missing weapon.
If finding a monster would be quicker for me, I think.
You begin wandering around, and you find a...
I step into a shadow and disappear.
You step into a shadow and die. You guys all find yourself sitting on piles of dead teenager.
Thank God. I didn't want to have to keep walking. Okay. You said you knew a door.
Oh, wait. We all found each other? Sorry.
Yeah, you're all sitting on piles of dead teenager.
Rose found us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to the door! I start walking in the direction I think the door is.
You start walking in the direction of the door. You find door and dildos. You go through door.
Bless you.
I'm gonna open the door.
You open the door. You're in the dining room.
Yeah? Yeah?
I'm already in. Head first.
Y'all walk into the dining room.
Okay.
You're back in the spooky dining room. But instead of fake cobwebs and gummy fruit and organs... Yeah, the cobwebs seem very real, and the hearts that are on platters and, like, all the internal organs look very real.
Beating and shit.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the long-ass table with, like, there's a chair on each end. Mm-hmm. On the chair opposite of you guys is a large cloaked figure gently eating a steak.
Hi!
Hello. Welcome to my sanctuary.
I shoot it.
I was gonna say, how big is this room?
Big. Fucking huge.
Like, fucking huge.
Like 200-300 feet across.
I cast Call Lightning.
Oh, god damn it. Alright, Caleb rolled a hit. Xylus, what do I need to roll?
I think Dex 15. Okay. Beat a 15.
Velvet, you doing anything?
No, I was actually kind of interested in what he was saying. I'm not
gonna fucking lie. I rolled 2 5s and I missed, and I was like, sorry, I've had bad experiences with vampires.
Xylus trigger response. It's very much succeeded.
Okay, so it just takes half damage.
It takes zero damage.
What?
It has a special boon.
Boon is a fun word.
Yeah. What? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I just started apologizing. I'm like,
maybe
sorry.
Maybe we're not supposed to kill this one.
Bad experiences with vampires.
he's sitting there like a graze of bullet through his hair like, oh, how dare you?
One tried to shoot me.
How dare
sorry.
You?
I truly
I invite you into my house and you try to kill me. And he like stands up and he pulls back the cloak and it's the resurrected man from earlier. But now he's got like,
you know, long teeth. He's wearing a black cloak and he's got like the hair with like the widow's peak and everything. Except he has very healthy skin.
I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
Have you ever met the Duke?
Oh, yes, my cousin, the Duke. Very good friend of mine. Very good. I'm his son's godfather.
Yeah, nice guy.
Oh, yes, very nice.
He tried to kill him once.
That happens on occasion.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
I haven't heard him in a while, no.
I think he took a vacation the last time we talked.
Oh, yes, he does enjoy vacations very often.
Went to...
Aruba?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. I want to take you.
Down to Kokomo.
So after that very rude introduction, what can I do for you? Would you like something to eat? Would you like something to sleep? Shall we have an orgy of blood? Or just a normal orgy? I know some people are not into that. May I interest you in something to drink?
I just want to go home.
Yeah, how do we get out of this house of nightmares? No.
We do not leave. You are mine forever.
Yeah, but how long's that?
Forever. You see, I am immortal as long as I have the suffering souls. And you are my suffering souls.
I don't feel like I'm suffering.
Oh, that's just what you think.
I think I'm doing pretty well, actually. Yeah, no, I'm living my best life right now.
Oh, that is terrible for you. No, please, make yourself at home.
Fun fact, we all love being tortured and
good! This will make the process more fun for all of us.
Actually,
let me get you something to drink. He snaps his fingers. Weapon!
Won't cause any suffering.
Bring us some drink.
God damn it.
And walking from the shadows comes Weapon. Hi.
Weapon!
Hello.
Weapon.
Hi.
Why'd you undo this like this, Weapon? You gotta betray us to a vampire lord?
He's my friend.
Do you know, I'm just proud of the growth you've come through. Honestly, yep.
I want to walk up to the vampire.
You walk up to the vampire. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Yes, that lightning bolt was very rude.
I apologize.
Yes.
I'm going to stare at him.
You just stare at him, he stares back at you. Would you like something to eat, something to drink?
I want
to
try and cast polymorph.
On him?
Wait, that's not a bad idea. No, he rejected my call lightning. No, on myself.
Okay, what are you polymorphing into?
Well, does it feel like it works?
Yeah, it feels like it totally works. It feels like
this is the first time the listeners are going to hear this. Because it happens in the future. But I turned into a T-Rex.
Oh, you turned into a T-Rex. He goes, oh my, what a big creature you are.
More suffering for me.
I fucking attack it.
Alright, roll to hit.
D&D T-Rex.
The rest of you guys, what are you doing?
I think Velvet probably is just sitting down. Like, she probably just pull up a chair.
You pull up a chair? Weapon puts a, looks like a glass of something red in front of you. It might be wine.
I'm gonna smell it.
Smells like wine.
I'm gonna look at Weapon and go, is there blood in this?
I don't know. I got it from a bottle in the kitchen.
I'm not gonna drink it.
That'd be very rude.
No, I don't say that out loud.
Okay. Rose, do you do anything? Roll the shit, Silas. Oh,
no consequences. I'm gonna shoot him.
Okay.
25.
To hit?
Yep.
Yeah, no, you hit.
It's a plus 10 to hit. I hit. Okay, 40, 12 plus 7.
Jesus Christ.
Ba-ba-da-ba, 25.
Yep, that hits.
13d6.
Velvet Weapon puts some sort of very tasty looking pasta dish in front of you.
48.
Looks like it's got a nice cheesy sauce, some garlic bread with it.
53.
49.
Dracula explodes.
Munch.
Yep. Dracula's gone.
Wait, I feel like the right order for this is bullet, munch.
No. You go high, I'll go low. You bite him in half, I'll blow his dick off. It's fine.
Yep, that happens. You explode his dingling off and you bite him off of the torso and like the last thing he hears, oh no! And then he's dead.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, now we're in a mysterious room.
Yep. That kind of turns back to normal.
Oh, it less
haunted, more cheesy haunted.
Is there a door to the outside?
Yeah, there's a door. This is the door you guys came through originally.
Do I like have a window that goes out? Like any way to just leave the house?
Yeah, there's massive bay windows on like one side of the room.
I'm gonna shoot open the bay window and just walk.
You blast the bay window open. Velvet, the pasta dish in front of you has turned into gummy worms.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And then Rose shoots a window open and
so
jumps out of
no
it.
There's no one else in the room.
Your friends are there. Weapon standing in front of you.
But
he's holding a big bottle of grape juice.
There's a T-Rex.
Yeah, but I mean nobody besides us.
Nope.
I'm just gonna leave.
You just walk out the window with Rose.
Is there a door?
Yeah, there's a door.
I'm going to walk out the door.
You walk out the door and you walk into the spooky hallway. Xylus?
I want to walk through the house.
You wander through the house.
As a T-Rex, I want to walk through
house. I get that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You walk through the house.
Yeah.
You take a fuck ton of damage.
Oh, that's fine.
Because it's a house.
Yeah.
I mean, you do it.
Yeah.
You're just walking behind Velvet?
Not behind. Like, I want to pick a direction they're not, and I want to try and, like, tear a hole.
No, you do that. No problem. Zero problems on doing that. You're a T-Rex.
Okay.
You tear a hole through the house. As you're making your way through the house, you come to realize that maybe the ground floor was a mansion.
Yeah.
But, like, the upper floors are, like, living space. So, you're like, your head blasts through someone's living room as they're, like, sitting there reading a magazine. And they're like, whoa, what the fuck? What? Carol! And then you blast through someone else's, like, bedroom as they're, like, probably just trying to take a nap, but you wake them up.
Oh, no.
And then you blast through someone's bathroom as they're, like, just trying to have an evening time poop.
Oh, no.
And then you come out the other side into an alley next to the building.
Does everything out here look normal?
It looks normal. You hear the festivities of the street fair, of the street party going on.
I'm going to shrink back down to Xylus.
You shrink back down to Xylus.
Yeah.
Behind you, you hear someone go, what? Huh?
Halloween, haunted house! Were you scared?
If you look up, there's a man, like, sitting on a toilet, like, holding a comic book, like, what?
Were you scared?
I'm more confused. I'm just also kind of angry.
Happy Halloween! And I run away.
I'm just saying, if Xylus does this one more time, he becomes a serial rampager. Yeah. They will have
so
to stop.
So for the listener, this happens at some point again.
In the future, it's beautiful.
You're going to get your own task force to get shut down.
Yeah, no, it's going to be bad.
The magic bureau is going to come and just beat you to an inch of your life, something.
Rose, you jump out into a small graveyard on the side of the house.
My parents are just leaving, so we have that much time.
Oh, God damn it, Sebastian.
What? They just texted me.
I thought we had like 10 minutes.
Well, that's like 20 minutes.
I like skipped a whole boss fight. There's like, supposed to be a whole big fight with the vampire man that you're going to go through.
Instead of 10, it's 20 minutes.
Too late now. It's already done.
I'm just saying.
Already ruined it.
I didn't do anything.
It's okay. Boss fight over. You guys are back at the street fair.
Thank you, Daniel.
Boss fight over, vampire beat, and you guys are back on the street, the block party.
Boss fight over, vampire beat. Now I'm going to go eat some meat.
Oh.
I'm going to go look through the cemetery to see if the old man was buried.
Yeah, I was
in the
really
cemetery.
Wondering that.
Yeah, just kind of sitting there on like a folding chair is the old man reading a book. He goes, hello, how are you doing?
Lovely, how are you?
I'm good. Just hanging out with my wife. There's a fresh grave. No, it's not that dark. She just died a couple weeks
that's
ago.
I was going to say, that's quite sweet, actually.
Yes.
I'm sorry for your loss.
No, it's okay. It was her time.
Yeah?
The cancer was really, really ravaging.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, young melody.
I'm going to leave.
Live life to the fullest.
I generally do.
Okay. Remember, no consequences.
I want to shoot him now. I'm not going to shoot him. That makes me very. That's like the end of like a Star Trek or whatever does like a special episode or some series of special episode, and they do like a nudge to something that doesn't make any sense, but it won't like travel on past that episode. And you're like, the fuck just happened?
The fuck just happened? So you guys all find yourselves out in front of the old mansion. Old man sitting there in a little chair, collecting one copper piece for entrance. You watch his three kids walk up, each give him a copper and walk in.
Is it the same teenagers?
No, it's like three little kids, probably like 10, 12, and 14 or something.
Oh.
Maybe it changes based on who you are.
I don't know, maybe.
Is there anyone coming out of it?
No.
No.
Hold up. Do you guys just want to sit here and watch to see if anyone walks out?
Yep. I do, yeah.
2 hours pass and no one comes outside.
I want to go up to the man.
Hello, young man. Would you like to come in?
I was already in there.
Oh, shit.
Does anyone ever come out?
Fuck, wait, that's not supposed to happen.
Does anyone ever come out? Tell me, sir.
He, like, looks around like, one second. He, like, reaches into his pockets. He got a problem.
I was expecting him to glitch out of existence. No. That would be the end.
No, that's not the end. We got a problem, guys.
Is this your haunted house? So everything that happens in there is your responsibility.
No, definitely not.
I want to roll insight on that
okay,
statement.
Roll insight on this. Roosevelt, you did anything?
No.
Okay.
I'm walking away. Because when you escape a creepy cult / haunted house that you're not supposed to,
mm-hmm.
You don't go back in, and you certainly don't tell them that you escaped. I'm going to go tell somebody else to take care of it.
Okay, Velvet.
I'm going to like to go talk to Raji.
I think I'm just going to watch from afar.
Okay. You just like hanging out, sitting on a park bench. You got like something to drink?
Yeah, like across the street. Yeah, probably. I'll probably go get another fishbowl.
You want a punch? You want a fishbowl?
Yeah, and then just park my ass across the street and watch.
You and Weapon are sitting there both with fishbowls.
Yeah.
Terry's got a tiny fishbowl.
Maybe, I don't know what Marie's doing, but Marie can hang too.
Nope, Marie's hanging with you. She's just like, what just happened? I don't.
Hey, at least you got your face back.
No, my face is back. It's like my favorite feature.
It's also my favorite feature.
She just raises her hand, and somewhere a high five occurs. So, Xylus.
I got a 12 on the insight.
Something seems a little fucky.
Not going to roll against it?
No, insights are generally flat. Like,
oh, really?
You have to be, yeah.
Oh, he's not rolling deception. Okay, something smells a little fishy.
Something smells a little fucky.
Would you like to go into the house?
No.
Only one cover piece.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
He pulls out a gun.
I'm going to need you to go back inside, son. This can't be.
Daniel, I cast Wall of Fire.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay. You're casting Wall of Fire in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
How long's Wall of Fire?
Like, starting in front, like, at this man. Just
straight back?
Straight back into the house.
Okay.
What?
What do I got to roll, Sebastian?
What?
No, Sebastian.
You are a menace to society.
Sebastian, yeah, no, absolutely.
Sebastian, just you and me right now. Just you and me.
Dex 15.
Dex 15, okay. The old man beat it. Guy in toilet beat it. People in bedroom did not beat it. People in living room did not beat it. Other guy upstairs going shit multiple times did not win. Neither did the vampire.
Okay, I need to...
So, Xylus...
Yeah.
Does Wall of Fire set things on fire?
I'm pretty sure.
Cool, 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 cool. Cool, 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 cool.
So, people that beat it take 11 damage. People who didn't take 21 damage.
So the little man sitting in front of you explodes into flames.
That's what I wanted. And then...
It hits the house.
Behind him, yeah, 60 foot long, 20 foot high, 1 foot thick.
Yeah.
I'm pretty... I would imagine it catches things on fire.
Thick.
Like, that's gotta...
No. The house bursts into flames.
Yeah, so it stays...
And it's a fairly old house.
It stays there for at least a 1 minute, and I start just booking it into the crowd.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But it's an old house. Nice, old, dry lumber.
Yeah.
So it catches on fire really fast.
Yeah.
And it burns, like a lot. Like a lot. And, like, you hear small bangs and pops inside. And it starts ejecting out small bits of debris around it. And you watch as embers, small little bombs of fire begin blasting out from in this house and landing on buildings around it. And they begin to light on fire.
Oh.
And the fire begins to spread.
Oh.
Rather rapidly.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty quick. Dense packed cities, not really good for fires.
Upon seeing that, I cast Tidal Wave.
Sorry, what's the size of a Tidal Wave?
30 feet long, 10 feet wide.
So you kind of put the main house out.
That's fine. That's all I would...
Did you ever read this book, The Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly?
Yeah.
This is you right now.
I'm going to cast it 3 times.
Yeah, no, it's effective on something, but...
Some things are still on fire.
Some things are still burning. And there's kind of like a glitch in the system, and everything goes back to normal, and the house is there again, and the old man's sitting in front of you. He goes, hello! Only one cover piece! Hey, Velvet, you watched all of this happen.
So, fire, tidal wave,
fire,
glitch.
Tidal wave, glitch, back to what it was.
Hello, young man! Would you like to come inside?
I'm gonna turn around and walk away.
Turn around and walk the fuck away.
I am done with that.
As you're walking away, it looks like a young couple. Just, you know, the young couple got that young love going, and they come walking up hand in hand. They look pretty excited, and they pay the 1 copper each and go inside.
I want to go find the goblin named Yelp and leave a bad review.
There's no Yelp goblin.
Oh.
Sorry.
I'm done. I'm someone else play. I'm done.
Velvet. You watched all that go down. Marie looks at you and goes, Are we drunk still?
Honestly, dude, I have no fucking idea what's going on.
Cool.
I just know that right now, I've got this fishbowl.
Yeah, no, fishbowl full of jello and punch.
And I'm gonna drink it.
She holds the fishbowl out to you to clink.
We clink.
Clunk. She jammed a straw in it. Rose, yeah. What are you doing?
I know Roger's at the party.
Yep, the whole church is there.
Is Cass at the party?
Yep.
I'm gonna go walk over to Cass. She's probably drunk, and it's fine. I just have a question, and she'll probably be able to answer the question real quick.
You walk up to Cass as she's just dancing as hard as she could in front of this like techno DJ thing going on, and you walk up to her and you say, like, you get her attention.
Yeah.
She turns. She goes, "What's up?"
Hey, Cass.
What's up?
How long has that creepy haunted house that it leads to a portal to death and no one ever leaves been there? Is that like just a yearly thing? Is that like a secret that everyone's like, we know about but don't talk about type of thing?
What are you talking about?
A director at the haunted house. We went in there.
What?
Got teleported to a different place. We escaped. No one else leaves. And the old man said you weren't supposed to leave. Get escaping. So I'm just curious if that's our problem or like, is that like a Monday problem? So let's just push that off a little bit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sweet. I'm going to go say the same question.
There's no haunted house. I mean, there's a haunted house over there, but you're pointing at an alleyway.
It's just like cool. An amusement park ride. Cool. Like shitty.
Cool. Yeah, no, 100%. Just like that's a shitty one. Like,
Cool. Yeah.
She goes, hey, do you need some water?
No.
Do you need to come down now?
I think I need more alcohol. And just walk over
to
punch.
No, she like grabs you. She's like, I don't think you need more alcohol.
No. Don't try to touch.
No. You don't want to mix drugs, man. You don't want to mix drugs. It's not good for you.
I'm not on any drugs.
I think you might be.
You trust me.
Because you're putting up back alleyways and talking about portals to hell. And like, I know dumpsters can be bad sometimes, but.
Kind of look straight in the eyes like. It's one of those things. Okay. And you know what we get into?
Yeah.
One of those things.
Okay.
I'm just going to go grab a fishbowl and just dunk my entire head in it.
I was going to do that.
Xylus, you and Rose like stand there with your fishbowl.
We like. Haven't seen each other. We meet by the fishbowls, look at each other, and just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's where we're going to end it.
What did Velvet want to do anything?
Oh, Velvet, sorry. You and Marie just want to get drunk on a park bench?
Yep.
All right, cool.
You guys look away for a second, look back. It's gone.
No, pretty much. You look away, look back, it's gone. As Xylus and Rose look back down the street, there's nothing there. It's in an alleyway where this building used to be. And if you go up to it, there's just a small sign laying on the ground. Entrance. One copper piece.
Thank you for listening to Attention Deficit and Halloweeners.
Yeah, you still called it that. Okay.
It is deserving of a better name.
Yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
My name's Sebastian, and I played Xylus Ramsbottom.
Yeah,
I don't have anything else.
My name's Caleb, and I play Dr. Rosalind Rose Thompson. Oh, I finally got your marijuana rock joke now. That was actually pretty funny.
It was, yeah. Hey, Sebastian.
Yeah.
It's staying in there no matter
God
what.
Damn it.
You're welcome.
You've left many times me being an idiot in. I get to leave you being an idiot
okay.
in.
My name is Audrey, and I played Velvet. I think this one's just going to go in the safe in the Mind Palace.
This experience?
Going to tuck it away. Tuck the memory away.
Well, you'll remember that for you.
In the big safe.
I was Daniel, your Dungeon Master, for this thing. All relevant links are in the description. Thank you for listening. Entrance is one copper piece. Bye.
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 Happy Halloween. I love you. Bye.
Mr. Witch and Mr. Light have an agreement with a group of hags who call themselves the Hourglass Coven. You see, they can come and go into the Witchlight Carnival as they please to steal from naughty patrons. But what happens when those patrons come back years later looking for those lost things? Find out as Wizards and Wine takes on The Wild Beyond the Witchlight. Two tables playing through the same adventure. One table more thoughtful, kind, and bold in their actions. The other table more decisive, more adventurous, a little more prone to taking risks. The actions of each table influences the gameplay of the other. Find out how it all shakes out with Wizards and Wine, the wild beyond the Witchlight. You can catch the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, and you can catch the live stream on Mondays. Find us on YouTube and Facebook. We hope to see you at the carnival very soon.